Here on the drive, we call this Mad Dog Monday.
Yeah, we do.
Mad Dog Monday. Don't shake your head, Reggie. Don't shake your head.
Hey, you know what? Y'all ought to be joining in.
Cheers, boys.
Mad Dog Monday. It is a W.
Here's to a Texans win,
Clint at the bottom, Mad Dog, by the way.
Yes, indeed.
I had Joe Mixon.
First time Tank Dell. First time Tank Dell failed me, man.
But it wasn't bad, though.
All right.
It wasn't bad, but.
There they go. The boys are guzzling. Get on YouTube and Twitch, Sports Radio 610, if you want to watch and enjoy this Mad Dog. Sterner, the loser this week, baby.
Absolutely.
Sterner, oh my gosh, Ron is still going. Ron is still going.
That one right there.
He is still going. Are you about to down the whole Mad Dog?
Open them lips up and let it ride.
He did. Woo! Ron just took out about three quarters of that MD.
there it is. Little Mad Dog Monday, huh?
That was a little bit of a burn.
I'll put some hair on your chest.
I ain't used to guzzling things that burn. I don't know if that's an alcohol burn or just an old nasty, ratchety burn. But well, I'll take it, baby.
I didn't like the disappointed look on OG's face when we got these because, you know, they were some complainers about our bottles.
Yeah.
And he had the audacity to throw them away. We weren't going to drink
them. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, if I were in their shoes, I would feel it's very necessary to say, Ron and Clint, here's the deal. It's disrespectful for y'all to come in here and knock this Mad Dog back and not bring us a bottle. We should make
they could have picked out it. They could have picked all of them.
Hey man, that's it, baby.
Could have picked them all out. How about that, man? How about that? The
hopefully one of many, baby. Hopefully one of many.
Who won?
I think I win. Clearly, my start. Clearly,
hey, I knocked it down in two.
I can't believe y'all knocked it down
in two and a half.
Y'all clearly are about to be feeling a little buzzy.
Oh no!
Listen,
what's in that, man? What we gonna be all right?
I'm good. From the text line, Ron is chugging to forget about his blonde hair. No, I can't forget it. Should see how those people looked at me at church yesterday. I'm hiding it with my hat during this football game.
Yeah.
Got a couple of kids that's on the football team go to the church. Old Darius looked at me and said, like the look on his face.
When he realized it.
As a 10-year-old, the look on his face said, what in the hell did you do to your dad? I said, Darius, stop looking that long, man. I lost the bet, man. Calm down. Calm down. He just stared. So, no, I can't forget it. It's there every time I look in the mirror. I do catch myself off guard a couple of times. But no, man, someone texted in, this is going to be a nasty show today. Might be.
We only got
3 hours. We got 3 hours. Not only will you be able to hear, starting on Mondays, 5 o'clock, will you be able to hear the coach's show. Huh? You get a little warm? No, I'm good.
Is it hot in here?
I'm hot. I'm not. You're always hot.
I got a vest on, man.
I'm good.
Repping HEB, I see.
Hadn't hit me yet. But not only will you be able to hear D'Amico at 5 o'clock starting this week on Mondays right here as we get done. Coach's show coming up 5 o'clock, so stay tuned. We need you.
You can also hear him at 2:30.
But at 2:30, it'll be different. You'll be able to hear him in his Monday press conference. Around 2:30, you'll be able to hear his Monday press conference coming up live right here. Nowhere else should you be able to hear it live. If you do somewhere else, they're cheating. So nowhere else will you be able to hear it live right here around 2:30. So hang with us. I guess the first thing and first place I want to go is, what was that? Where did that come from? We have talked about it all offseason, and not just us, but everybody. One of the major questions is, with this run game,
the arrow's pointed up.
Can the Texans run the football well enough? Can they do better than we've seen all offseason and what we've seen in the preseason with the ones and with Damian Pierce and all of that? By the way, Cam Akers didn't make it in there.
Ooh, inactive.
Inactive. And nobody gives a damn about that after the run game we saw yesterday. Hell, Damian Pierce even was averaging 5 yards a carry when he got in there. But, fellas, what was that? Nobody. No, I'm sure there are going to be people text in and say, I knew it all the way. Nobody saw that level of dominance in the run game. And I got to start it off right now because Joe Mixon gets the yards. He got 30 carries. Never 30 carries against the Colts. But he got 30 carries and basically a buck 60 and got in the end zone and did that incredulous dance. I want to try to perfect that, but I got to give a hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to stand up and give a hand to Laramie Tunzel, to Kenyon Green, who was out there working. Number 32, won't forget about you, Kenyon. To Juice Scruggs, to Shaq Mason, and to Titus Howard. And you know what? I'm going to throw in Cade Stover. And actually, I'm gonna throw in the other tight end.
Dalton Schultz.
He got in there a couple of times.
Kid is a freaking baller.
Congratulations. Those guys were the difference in the game. Clint, you said multiple times, I just want to see one or two times a game where the running back doesn't have to negotiate a cutback or get around somebody. And that not just did you see it one or two times. I bet you 20 of the 30 carries, Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce were allowed to just run into the hole and then have to figure something out.
Look,
they were dominant.
There's no secret Joe Mixon was significantly better than anything we've seen of late at the running back position. There's no question about it. He's an upgrade, and he makes the run game better. But we don't need to spend a ton of time talking. We all knew Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's been a 1,000-yard back. We've seen Joe Mixon do impressive things from the running back position in his career. And look, yesterday was great. I want to give flowers where they're due, right? I mean, he gets some. But to your point, the more impressive part of this equation, if you will, is the offensive line. I would have lost not one house note. I'd have lost 10, 15, a year's worth of house notes. I never in my wildest dreams thought that this offensive line was going to go from what we've seen them be to that kind of dominant performance against a pretty damn good front. I didn't think we would see it. It was unbelievably impressive. And I'm going to tell you, Ron, we had a conversation after Thursday Night Football. Do I think the Texans are in that category and ready to be in that conversation with Chiefs and Ravens? And I said, not a chance. I got to see more. That performance by Joe Mixon and this offensive line, I'm ready to have it. That is a Super Bowl caliber football team we watch play football on Sunday.
Run game, obviously. Like, there's some other parts that got to get better, but the run, like, if they can run the football like that, we talked about it, right? We talked about it walking in. And I can't wait coming up here in a little bit, and I think this is something we'll do every Monday, is get your grade on a quarterback. Hopefully it's C.J. Stroud every week. We talked about, and how many times with this schedule can they win games where C.J. Stroud doesn't have to be, over my dead body games or drag them to the – like I said, we'll get your grade on the quarterback coming up here in a bit, but – CJ made some plays, especially on third and fourth down. But CJ made some plays. I think he was 9 of 9. But Clint, there's multiple players that you get to on that offensive side of the ball before you get to CJ Stroud, who were huge in this game. And this was to me counts as a game against a quality opponent in which CJ Stroud didn't have to be great to win the game, in my opinion, and you won the game and controlled it. Clint, they had the ball 40 minutes of a 60-minute game.